Hello, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to our second class in the Blessings of Love, Blessing of Love, Bursting Out of Limitation. It's wonderful to gather again together. So take a few breaths, settle into your sacred space. Take your power back from everything that's happening in the world. Find your inner authority. My hope is that you're claiming your inner authority, your inner power, minute by minute now. Just waiting for the connections to get stabilized here for Zoom. Someone just got dropped off. See if they're able to get back on. So, should that happen to you for any reason and you can't get back on, stay in your grounded space and you will feel the energy of the class. And you'll be pleasantly surprised how you can be attuned without being right on the Zoom. Okay, so the presence of the light beings and teachers are here, is here now. And let's take a little assessment in terms of sensing. If you're turning power over to someone or anyone outside of yourself, and what it feels like to draw yourself back into your power. And that could be any time, any place in your life, any time in your life. Because we've been conditioned to place our power outside of ourselves, and that disperses our energy. And along with the dispersal of energy is the dispersal of our wisdom and our integral self, sense of self. So, what does it feel like to bring your power back to you? What are you noticing? What little subtle shifts are you noticing right now? And don't compare yourself and don't minimize what you're experiencing. Just notice. What happens with your body? What happens with your mind, with your energy? So, can a few of you share what that feels like for you, what you've noticed? You can unmute yourself.
This is Mark. I feel calmer. My center kind of went right away to my heart. I can still feel those distractions that want to kind of pull me in another direction, but I'm conscious of them, so it takes less of the force away by being conscious and aware that they are presently there and pulling at me. So by staying centered more in my heart, then it dissipates some of that pull.
Is the benefit that you get from it, does that kind of seduce you into wanting to do it more?
Yeah, because I feel calmer. I feel more complete and less disjointed, which happens when, again, when I'm easily pulled in more than one direction by something that pops up that's seemingly incomplete. But it's always going to be that way. So there's always going to be things that need to get done. And so yeah, so it does take that distraction away.
So, can you feel the flow beneath the surface of your power with the distractions kind of floating on the surface?
Yeah, they seem to be a little bit more external. And my core or my base is more, I want to say internal, but kind of heart-centered and smoother, definitely, and calmer, and a little bit more expansive.
It's Russell.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting because it was very subtle, but I definitely felt a dropping in, like I guess around my third and second chakra, like a more of a grounded, I think, like Mark said, like a calming. And then, but the subtle part was it was very subtle, but then there was also this expansion as well, where I felt like I was unfurling my body, like kind of opening up. So grounding and opening at the same time.
So what do you know about how you in particular place your power outside of yourself?
What do I know about it? I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but I feel like I know that it goes, it feels like it goes out the top of my head. Like I feel, it's like my energy just goes out the top of my being. It's like almost like I'm just giving it over to somebody else or something else.
And that's how you experience it. That's, yeah.
Yeah, and then
So that,
I'm very disconnected from myself, I realize, like in retrospect, like in the moment back when I used to do it, I guess I wasn't conscious of it, but now I feel like I give it over, it comes out the top of my head, like out my crown, and then it's like I'm almost like just a shell, like I don't have that, I'm not grounded at all.
That's, yeah, beautiful observation. I know for me, the way I feel when I take my power back, like I said to Mark, there's such a reward in doing it that I become passionate about constantly doing it. It's like, oh, I want to feel like that again. I want to feel my that grounded power and flow and smoothness. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it feels really good. Like it's the reward is definitely huge. And even more recently, if I feel like it goes out, I can bring it back really quickly and settle in ground and then move forward pretty quickly from there. So it's been nice to witness over the last, I don't know, several months or so.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, one more person.
This is Laurie. I'm really appreciating naming the, how do I want, the power piece and loving how that feels. I think that I've been having some, just some things that are going on in my life right now. I have been having more experiences than ever before of being in my own power. I don't think that the experiences of giving my power away have been bigger than they used to be, but I'm, you know, I swing. but I really just like naming how wonderful it is, and that some of that, some of the feeling that I'm having when I'm holding my own power, I'm stepping into my own power. I might not have always named it that. Like maybe I'm amplifying joy, or I'm amplifying, you know, some beautiful frequency. But that's what it is. And so I'm making the connection right now as we're sitting here, and it's again feeling like it's strengthening that excitement to, yeah, I want to stay there. Cool.
Wonderful. Thank you. So, what if taking your power back means constantly returning to a place where you actually feel good and you feel vibrant and centered? And you're not comparing yourself with people outside of yourself, but you're in your own flow. What would it feel like to commit to that? And what kind of fear would come up around that? You can unmute and share.
And now when I'm in that, and that's what you described is exactly what I was speaking to, that centeredness, that, you know, that the joy, when I'm in it, it just feels great. So there's no fear. When something goes on that kind of I slip out of it, it's kind of a fear. I think a fear of somehow being alone, and also maybe missing something, like a moment of not trusting that when I'm in myself, it's all I need. I'm in that alignment, and so then, oh no, but what if? You know, maybe it comes in. But the alone piece is also somehow, yeah, that there's a piece there for me about being separate, being alone.
I think that's a very common fear. So let me ask you this, Lori. When you do come back, do you feel alone?
No. No, definitely not.
Okay, so this is a really big moment of teaching. There's this conditioning that we have that pulls us away from our power, pulls us away from our groundedness, and we were taught to fear. I'm sure all of a sudden I'm thinking of The King and I and one of the songs in there that were they were taught to fear thing to there was a song in there. Ken will know it. But we were taught that if we take our power back, that we'll be alone and ostracized. That is a teaching, a conditioning that happens when there are control programs on the planet. So I want you to feel that you were, we have all been taught to give our power away to something outside of us. And it's from a very low frequency, and the planet being in a very low frequency cycle, that this can occur. And if you're taking a long perspective of what humans can learn from observing themselves in a low frequency state, there's a tremendous learning there about frequency. So we're not pointing at anyone in particular that's trying to control us. We're looking at ourselves having just starting to come out of a very low frequency cycle. And what happens to human beings when we are in a low frequency cycle? So pull back and just like as if you were, lately I've been pretending that I'm an alien observing human beings on the planet and going, oh, you know, that's what human beings do when they're in a low frequency state. It's like an anthropologist observing a community, you know, that they're outside of. It's like watching how humans, what human behavior turns into and thinking turns into when we're in this Kali Yuga, the low frequency of the planetary cycles. So pull back and become kind of the observer and pull back into your grounded state. And give yourself some distance, some space to observe. Allow yourself to breathe and calm down into a quieter space. And if it weren't that we were rising out of that lower cycle, we wouldn't be able to notice that we were in the lower cycle. So this is a very broad perspective, but it does have to do with each one of us taking our power back now that we can notice this and just saying, okay, those are my thoughts and feelings and fears when I am in a low frequency situation. And that can apply to any instance in your daily life. And this is how I can be when I'm in a higher frequency situation or aligned with a higher frequency within my being. And this is a self-correcting skill. There's a lot of light coming into the group now. Comments. Who would like to comment on this?
I think for me, Sarah, knowing that I'm complete in and of myself is the big change of perspective. Because there's always been this conditional part, you know, when I get this done, and when I do this, and when people acknowledge me for what I've done, then I feel like complete. But there's always the next thing to do, and the next thing to do, and the next thing to do. And so just taking that step back and knowing and feeling the frequency of being complete in the moment in and of myself is where I can sense the big shift. Would be beneficial to have that big shift.
Beautifully described. And that reminds me of Kim, your comment and Becky's comment. I don't know if Becky's here. Kim, your comment of feeling complete in that loving state that you no longer have to seek it outside of yourself. Are you here, Kim? I don't know if she's on.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
okay.
am here.
Okay.
And I'm not quite feeling that right now. So
Okay.
I spent the afternoon just feeling really heady. Even though I was out working in the garden, but just distracted with some thoughts. Yeah, I it's a practice of returning. And I definitely noticed it that I wasn't in it. So.
And that's perfectly fine. I want you to feel how the circle, the community is holding that as absolutely fine for you.
Yeah, it feels very quiet.
The circle is a very supportive space, and it and this is for everyone, Kim, not just you, but for to notice what kind of supportive space this is for each of us here. It feels like we want to highlight that a bit tonight. And your comment about it being quiet was really perceptive. It's free, it's quiet because there's not a lot of judgment coming at you, competition coming at you. You know what I mean? All those comparative feelings, they're just not here.
Yeah, I feel like there's also no need for defensiveness. And years ago, I certainly would have felt that of myself. But so it is lovely to be able to come into the circle space and have that, the lack of that. I don't necessarily have the lack of that in my daily life with my family. and that's without saying too much, that's my practice right now is how do I let that go?
Right. And so by being able to be in the circle and experiencing, hearing yourself, be very clear with yourself, gives you a new reference point for how you can be in other situations. Like you said, very clearly, I'm not there right now, but I did feel it. And it's just clear statements.
Yeah, along the way, I've learned to really let go of the noose of perfectionism. It comes in and out, but it's so different than it was before. Yeah, and the circle's really grown. It's wonderful to be with all of you and to read people's comments. Yeah, it's soothing and it really fills the heart.
So everyone take a moment and sense the circle, the sphere, the environment that we are in right now. Did anyone notice a difference once we just took a minute or two to notice that? What happened to the energy of the circle? What happened to your energy? Your being?
It feels fuller. And it's, there's, again, there's a calm and clarity to it. There's not that distraction that often happens in groups. So yeah, there's a fullness and a higher frequency.
I feel more alert and upright and lighter.
Can I feel safer?
This is Lisa. I feel it's deeper and quieter, and at the same time, more expansive.
I felt this beautiful coming together of harmony. Like I felt a lot of different pulses, and then they all sort of joined into one beautiful, rhythmic, very strong, very powerful pulse, but it felt very harmonizing.
I felt a strength and a purity, and my root and my crown started doing the tingling thing that it does. And I even got, just for a second, got distracted in my thoughts. But that tingling, like, it still was strong. It was like, and then it brought me back. So that was pretty cool.
So this is the more subtle experience of community. As I'm sitting here in silence and aware of this sphere of harmony and light and higher frequency energy, I'm noticing how each person who's here is kind of wiggling around, finding their own space within the sphere of the energy. And I say wiggling around because it is like Russell described, kind of like a release and a unfolding and a untwisting and a straightening out, finding your legs, your spiritual legs. Finding your way back into your body in your full multidimensional consciousness. And to me, this is the miracle of what human beings are capable of. That we can create environments that are beneficial for everyone. And supportive. And with the development of the more subtle perception skills, these types of communities become available. And I believe this is the direction we're heading in as we go through the disintegration of the old ways and the old patterns and stepping into frequencies that will help generate these types of supportive environments, consciousness environment. And that goes along with the ascension cycle of the energies. Of the planetary cycles. And this was not available to all of us before. It was available to the gurus and the ashrams and the more isolated groups, but not to all of humanity. And it is available now, it can be cultivated. You might be able to feel the increase in the light, the harmony. And the release in your body as your energy finds its way through your consciousness, finds its way into a harmonized relationship with the physical consciousness. And with the consciousness of Mother Earth. And we're experiencing a soul integration on a group level. And each one of you has your unique way of experiencing it. And the source energy of this is the universal love energy. The love energy has to do with the collective consciousness. So the community portion of this is really important. Love is not singular, it's collective, but it's not what we give, it is what we live. But there is a collective sphere that the energy, the signature of love, creates a matrix of connectedness and beauty. And within that matrix, each being finds their one intersecting point at the same time as being in the flow with the whole. And so the community is important. Now, in the old paradigm, there was this image that was projected of, let's say, the guru, the student sitting on the top of a mountain in a loincloth all by themselves, struggling against the forces of nature to become, to have power over nature. And a lot of the religious and spiritual images that were presented to us in this previous age were about being alone and struggling against these powerful forces that we had to exert will and sacrifice in order to realize our connection with the divine. And so there was always a sacrifice. You had to, maybe you weren't allowed to be married, you had to be in a religious order. You had to go through hardships. You're separated from the community. It wasn't a lot of fun. It was struggling. It was a battle for power. What other images come do you feel like you were presented with about how the spiritual path was supposed to be? You can unmute yourself and just toss some of those images in to the circle here so that we can dissolve them.
40 years in the desert.
Okay.
Non-sexual.
What else?
Lonely and isolating.
Vow of poverty.
Big one. What else?
Sacrifice and an offering up of suffering.
Old male leaders with beards and robes.
I think another one would be like lots and lots of ceremony or steps to, creating something, creating an altar or having to be in a certain vibe to do that.
What would be the quality of that, Kim?
I think controlling.
Ah.
Or don't know, manipulation, like spells or, that kind of stuff.
Like rituals.
But rituals that are darker, I guess.
Like with rules and laws and
Like you have.
against fear, so that you did them to keep fear away or something.
Yes, or so that if you made a mistake, I remember a Native American group saying something like this, that if you made a mistake, you had to have some cedar on the altar to counterbalance if you did something incorrectly in those rituals, sort of to ward off anything bad happening.
A lot of fear, a lot of control.
That is like a prescription. If there's a prescription for how to do it, a program, and if you follow this, it's yours, rather than the freedom to the individual soul stream and the frequency that they can achieve through their own clearing and becoming.
So as we're voicing these, can you feel how they took root in your body and being, and that we're, digging up, plowing the soil so that they can be released and freed up?
Yes. It
Yes.
also seemed very hierarchical. You kept on, you had to reach the next level, then the next level, then the next, and there were the people that were they really got it, and the people who didn't along the way, and there was always that comparative component to it.
And how is the mate patriarchy treated.
Very poorly in many instances.
So just feel in your being. Can you feel things loosening up? This is for everyone. So with each reclaiming of your own power and the in disentangling from these old conditioned programs, what's happening for us is that the environment of the circle, the frequency of the circle, is getting more and more refined. And to me, I see it in terms of light. So to me, it's brighter and brighter light, but it's whatever the equivalent is for you. You would have that experience. But there's a sense of wisdom, a sense of connection. Sense of safety and a sense of being a living organism that has a path and a purpose. Like what I would imagine a cell would feel like within a body, that it's part of a system that has a greater intelligence. And each one of those cells knows exactly what to do. And they differentiate according to a greater intelligence, which allows you to differentiate according to the greater intelligence. And this is a quality of our Earth experience. This is something we're learning. Earth is a very verdant living organism. And this is something we came here to learn about. It's a different experience on different planets, different stars. We came here to learn about this organic growth and intelligence. And how healthy it feels. Restorative. So the other point I wanted to make about the presentation that we received about someone following a spiritual calling in the old paradigm, the emphasis was on how hard it was and the sacrifices and the struggles. The part that wasn't as emphasized was the ecstasy and the awareness of this universal intelligence that is relational. And it takes you from a lonely space into a universal relational space where you're not alone. And that wasn't emphasized as much. A certain type of ecstasy was, but it also looked a little tainted by how much of you had to die before you could get to that ecstasy, right? That was the story that everything had to die in order for you to ascend. And now the story is different. It's about being organically alive within a more total organic structure and matrix. And we're able to connect that way. And when a group of human beings can come together and become a living, breathing, pulsing, high frequency center, that's like, and this is just the beginning of the cycle that we're starting to be able to experience this. Can you only imagine what the next 2,000 years will unfold? So, as we sit in this environment, a lot is being untangled. Roots of the old conditioning are being released to come back alive. They were kind of dead. As we begin to attune to this new earth frequency. And releasing that sense of being alone, sacrificing love. Connection, relationship. This is a big one to dissolve. And there are spheres of our consciousness that are waking up and coming alive to create even a stronger, more beautiful sphere to hold us in. And our sense, our old sense of what it was to be a person is dissolving. And we have to go through this disillusion, disintegration, and simultaneously become integrated into the new consciousness. It's all happening at the same time. But the old person only sees the disintegration. So that's part of the conditioning, too. There we go. What does this feel like for you? Maybe someone who hasn't spoken can speak their experience.
It feels a little scary to me, honestly. This is Aaron. Just like not, talking about not having the handrails or the old ways, sort of like prying my fingers and letting go, just trusting it. And
So what does the energy feel like to you, Aaron? What are you sensing with the energy?
just sort of like if you were gonna fall back into like weightlessness, but you don't know, just feels it feels like it's gonna hold you, but just I don't, for me it feels a little bit like I can feel that energy been building, but then it's like you let go and then I find some other thing that I've grasped onto to be like I have to stay here again. This was what I've known. Does that make sense?
It totally
Like a
makes sense.
vine.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. And I'm glad you spoke that. Really, because that's what it feels like, shifting out of the old and stepping into the new. That's what we talked about. It can be very scary. And there's always those points in a transition where your stomach drops and you don't know if you there's solid ground underneath you. And so that's a very real experience in the growth of our consciousness. Okay. And so have you had experiences where you've been in this place before and you've made it through to the other side?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so you have a little history to rely upon, knowing that you have the resource to live through something like this.
Yes, it just feels like it's like multi-layer or like multi-dimensional. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like so you let the light on in one part of your house, but you've got like hundreds of rooms that you didn't even know you had. And then you drop into another area and you're like, well, I don't know. This feels a little different. Like I don't know if I can have the light on here. I don't know how to describe it, but
You're doing a great job of it. You really
and
are.
then I know that I have turned the light on before, but it just seems, it's just like, I don't know, every time sort of like new, and then the faith of that it's going to be okay. And then it's not always the same, like, it's not always the same answer. Like, it can be I know that, I don't know. It just doesn't always have to be the same outcome. Like maybe you went through, I went through a situation where I opened up to something, and in that way it was the some outcome. But then in a different dimension, it actually is the alternate outcome, but accepting the flow into that. And I'm that's where I'm having the difficulty is because I see, oh, that way was good. I know it's, and then it's really sort of trippy. Like I didn't understand it was going to be like that. Like I didn't know. Like I thought, oh, you found this answer. That was good enough. But it's like now you flow the other way and you're like, okay, I gotta just settle in for the ride because it doesn't stop.
There you go. There you go. But you know what? You really gave voice to something that everyone experiences, whether it's today or last week or whenever. But that is the spiritual path. You really did give a good voice to it. And
Thank
yeah,
you. Well,
really. And
thank
every expansion proceed, has this preceding it every single time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
And it's,
I don't like it though.
I
But it's
know.
okay.
I don't like it either. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could feel it when you said, oh, that opened up. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but you said something right before, and you're like, oh, you can, I don't know, you said something. And I was like, I could feel it drop in. And I was like, oh, no, I really do have to work this out.
Very good. I'm
Yeah.
glad. I mean, you really are revealing your inner resources too as you speak. So
Yeah.
you're in the middle and you can't turn back and you have to go forward, right? Very good. I'm so
We'll leave it
glad.
there. We'll leave it there.
Okay. Okay. I'm so glad
Thank
you
you.
brought it up. Yep.
Yeah, thank
Can
you.
other people relate to what you just said? I'm gonna leave her hanging.
Yes, for sure.
No, the spiritual path takes courage. So with the energies tonight, we are in that space that Aaron was describing. There's lots being untangled. There's lots of new energy coming in, and it can put us in that space where you don't know where you're going to be putting down. Taking the next step. You don't know where that foot's going to land. When we go hiking, and sometimes I don't trust my body to be able to step onto the next boulder. And I have to kind of dig deep inside and say, okay, my body can do this. I trust my body. I trust my body can do this. And on the spiritual path, we can't base how we're moving on what the old conditioning tells us. And so it's not for, the weak of heart to be on this path, but also you know that you don't have any other choice, that you're being called. And you have to respond to that call. And this is where taking your power back into you and sensing that there is support, that you're not alone, that there's support on the subtle planes, the support of this group. the support of the books or the YouTube videos that you watch. There's support and there's love in that support. There wasn't a lot of love in the old paradigm. And the title of the class was The Blessing of Love Bursting Out of Limitation. And this is what bursting out of limitation feels like. It's bursting out of the old conditioning. Into a higher frequency space. And maybe you can feel the love surrounding you now in terms of the whole circle. Our consciousness is creating that love. That's what humans are capable of. There are aspects of your consciousness that exist to create this new space. There's an intelligence in your being that is creating the new earth. And it's doing it through frequency and vibration first. And within that frequency and vibration is intention and intelligence. And that's encompassed in an even greater intelligence that we can't even feel the frequency and vibration beyond that. But there's a sense, a beautiful sense of an all-pervading love that we can learn to access and have it nourish us so that we don't feel alone and we don't have to struggle with the pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality and we don't have to sacrifice. It's a new frequency and a new earth. So, thank you for being here for the class and being willing to participate in this clearing that we're doing tonight in order to move into the frequencies of the new energies. There has to be a moment when the old is sloughed off. And so I anticipate that during this week, there might be a few days where you feel like you're dragged down, but then you'll break free and move forward. And just remember to bring your power back to yourself. This is really one of the main themes. You cannot have love without power. Well, what's that song? The power of love, right? They go together. Love is power, taking myself back to my old hippie days. But It is, and we are a new understanding of that is emerging in us right now. So during the week, allow yourself to practice returning to your grounding, returning to your power. And as you return to your power, you'll feel more calm and you'll be able to access that deeper, more encompassing love and sense of fullness and completeness. So let's see how this goes. Any comments or questions right now? Okay, so I've developed, I created some more images that I'll be putting up tomorrow with the recording that'll help you with this experience. Let's see if there's anything else. Ah, I know. I finally settled on a date for The Spell is Broken for the Men. It was supposed to be this week sometime, but it just couldn't happen. So it's June 5th, and the write-up will be up in the next couple of days, but it's on the calendar. You can't register for it yet, but it just kept having to shift the date until it finally landed. You should be questioning, sensing, feeling whether you want to participate in the Costa Rica retreat at this point, so that the last remaining spaces are available right now. Because that energy is starting to ramp up. And when this class ends, we're going to be taking a break till I think the end of August. But you should also be thinking it might be a good time to have an individual session with me during that month and a half break to help individualize and integrate all that we've gone through with these three classes. And we'll also have the solstice meditation after the end of this class or near the end of it. I think that's it. And tonight's a full moon, so that's why we've got this powerful energy to disentangle us from the old tonight. Okay. Any other questions, comments? So thank you. And let's see what happens this week. Should be pretty exciting. Thank you. Love you all. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Erin.